5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Shut their buttons with us.
One, two, three. Yes, lad.
Oh, my tits look sufficiently plump and voluptuous and juicy.
Yep.
Incredibly fit, man.
But very fit. Your tits of woman.
On back. Why have six nipples?
Why have back like pig? Like pregnant pig? Why?
Why have neck like a peck of the ham?
You dirty cunt.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's recording. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Live from the goddamn new studio with my man Mickey Bartlett here.
You, what's up, motherfucker?
I'll kick your phone away.
Who the fuck's fucking phone was doing that?
Fucking amateur.
That wasn't me, it's your phone.
I know, it probably was me, actually, in fairness. It's still going. I mean, it's still going. It's
That's a disgrace. That's
probably something to do with the internet extender. Let me just plug some shit while we're at it. Here's what you got to do. You got to go on Ticketmaster and get a ticket for the live General Banter podcast. You will see levels of professionalism like you just seen.
Oh.
With a fucking, you know, phone going off in the background. Who's this coming in now?
Ah, for fuck.
This place is busier than...
Jesus Christ. Piccadilly Station.
Unbelievable. There's some cunt there. Of course, as soon as we start recording, these boys from Cold Rain arrived. Like, we were here from the electricity board to cut all the trees down that are around the wire. And I was like, okay, can we get up to the side of that hill?
We're here to manscape your landscape.
Aye, anyway, on the 27th of April, we're doing a live General Banter podcast. There's going to be all sorts of shit. It's not just this.
Yeah,
it's a lot more. It's not just us talking shit. There'll be stand-up in the first half. There'll be a break. And then there'll be fucking mayhem.
A lot of drinking.
Oh, exclusively?
A lot of drinking.
It's mainly an excuse for us to drink.
It's your last week as a non-married man as well, isn't it?
Aye. But I don't care about that. But, like, also, yeah, just that people are... I think Aaron's trying to get home.
Really?
Well, I don't know what he says these things.
Aye, he's full of shit.
The cunt can't write a fucking invoice, so God knows if he can book a flight home in time.
What was he saying?
I keep saying to him, like, what are the chances you're going to be back? And he's like, ah, it's his visa thing, mate. I'm just waiting to see about confirmation. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, they'll let me know in a few weeks if I can either stay or come home. And I'm like, but why don't you just book it? Do you know?
Because
he's like, I either have to book one flight home because I'm home for good, or I have to book a return to come back. And I'm like, what's the difference? What's the difference if you just buy one and then 2 weeks later buy another?
Because not everybody's as rich as you.
Nobody's coming home, you know what I mean? Speak to your dad.
That's a good point, actually. PO's fucking rolling.
Just have that sit down with your dad.
All that Highland Radio money lying about the place.
I mean, what other conversation do you have with your dad?
But he'll get into the house, dad, I need money for a flight back to America. Arn, you don't have to leave.
It's Oma. But anyway, sorry if there's a lot of echo in here. I'm going to have to get those fucking egg cup type looking things.
Subwoofers?
No, that's a different thing altogether.
All right, okay.
The sound dampener things that go on the wall.
Oh.
The big blue egg cup things.
Just buy loads of egg cups.
I might just fucking staple an old stinking mattress to the wall.
That could work too.
Absorb a bit of the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... What could I call this place? The General Banter Ranch? The General Banter Lab?
Don't know if it's a ranch. Like.
It's like no one
General Banter converted garage.
I know, but you could call it like... What does Tony Stark have? That's not a joke,
he's got the Avengers building.
Basically that, but it's a garage.
The General Bant Cave.
The Bant Cave. That's
good. That's not bad, is it?
Mickey Bartlett invented that. What I'm trying to say is buy a fucking ticket for the Live General Banter podcast. There's going to be videos made. There's going to be a lot of clips.
I'm looking forward to it.
There's going
to
be a lot of fucking...
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking.
But yeah.
We better drink, I am.
But also, Shane is doing a gig that night in the Crescent Arts Theatre.
Fuck Shane.
Fuck Shane.
Shane who?
In the asshole. Also, why book it?
Aye.
Do you know?
Why go watch Shane with his nice skin?
Yeah. What are you going to watch a guy just do, polite, you know, yeah, stand up in a polite environment? Nah.
How funny can you be when there's nothing wrong with you? You know what I mean?
I bet he does one shit a week and it's perfect.
Yeah. Gold.
You know,
no blood on it.
Yeah, just white, like one of those, do you know, like those Beats pills that can be speakers?
Yeah, and when he wipes, he doesn't even have to look. He just knows that's clean.
Yeah.
You can just tell from the lack of friction.
He probably takes a cotton bud and just runs it under the tap and goes... And that's it.
Like he's chalking a cue. Except... You know what? Yeah.
Like he's cleaning the nostril of a baby with... Yeah.
He's never pulled his foreskin back and gone, oh, what's that?
Or he's never pulled his foreskin back and went, oh, there it is. Thought I'd lost that.
Yeah, Shane's never had a tiptoe to look at his dick. All right. His is in the front where somebody should be, not like us. Digging through mounds of earth.
Yeah.
Like trying to find a tsunami survivor. Like
where is it? Like a rescue dog trying to find your own dick. Buy a ticket for Lime Night, for fuck's sake. Also, Lavery's Comedy Club's tomorrow night if you're listening to this in time. This is the 17th.
Jesus, where's the month going?
I don't fucking know.
Sure.
But every time we go to like talk about something, about the wedding, it's like, oh yeah, it's actually not in 2 months anymore. It's in fucking 3 days. Let me play the best intro of all time, and then we'll be back with more from Michael.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis, Jettis, Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, boy. That's it. Oh, I've started doing that now. I've got, like a lot of jingles and stuff. Yeah.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Yeah, boy.
You bet.
Well, that's like you know, you walk on stage and you go, what's up, motherfuckers?
I know. It's, I can't stop doing it.
It's like a tick, isn't it? What's up, motherfuckers?
I actually can't tell a joke unless I do it. Like, if I'm in a pub and someone goes, here, tell the joke, I have to go, yeah, what's up, motherfuckers? Knock, knock.
You cunt.
You hear ye.
Yeah, do you remember the time at Lavery's, you walked on and went, what's up, motherfuckers? And then dropped an N-bomb and then said something about rape in the first, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Mickey will dig himself in a wee hole.
Like I got them in the end, but...
He'll turn the tables back around, you know. The mark of a professional.
See, the thing I said about rape wasn't that bad, had that girl been paying attention to the fact that Louis C.K. had been...
Oh, yeah. But, you know, some people just said, I don't know. It's like Kieran Bartlett in our WhatsApp group. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, World War III kicked off. They're fucking Syria and the Russians. Or
here, lads, I just did a shit. That was a bit...
this is for you, Kieran Bartlett. This is for you, you bastard. Every fucking time. He will... You could say something so crazy, and he'll dust it off with, like... You know what I mean? You could be like, lads, just got some terrible news in the hospital here. I'll keep you updated. And you go, fucking hectic, mate. I'm in cold rain and fucking bloody blah. Someone scraped my car. And you're like, go back. Go back and pay that more attention. Fucking Kieran Bartlett.
Ah, it's a family trait.
That's it, isn't it? He's just like, aye, but me, though.
God bless
you. You know, like today, you know, people are trying to organize various charity gigs, comedy-wise. You know, and they're talking about that. He'll go, I'm up for it anyway. I've diarrhea coming out my dick. Aye, but more about me, though. You know what I mean? Why's all these cars?
Where's Weed De Niro face? You ever see his Weed De Niro? I can't do the De Niro face now. Why the fuck? I forgot how to do it.
If you lost your main fucking...
There we go.
You practice that, and I'll see if videos actually play. Let me just click a random video here.
I'm doing it.
Look at that, Mick. Internet in the garage.
That's unreal.
What are the fucking chances?
Don't call the bank cave.
The bank cave?
You're used to it.
I'm going to get a fucking sign made and pay you any... you get a percentage residuals? Of any residuals.
I'm just glad of the exposure, Colin. You can put it away now.
I didn't look, but I could smell it. you watch that thing last night? This is a full tangent. Did you watch that thing last night? It was like Keeper Country, but it was like all the, you know, all these ones like the like cowboy type shit.
No.
Ah, you know when you're watching something grabbing your dick real hard, just going like, "Am I gonna piss or shit or what?"
Oh, so
cowboy
I'm,
porn.
I'm familiar with the first bit,
but it was just it was just like you get all these ones where they're like, "I'm just obsessed with horses now." This is the guy who's literally saying this. I'm obsessed with horses. You know, I fucking had a brain hemorrhage there a lot of years ago. And I don't know whether the surgeon put a horse hair in there, but ever since I woke up, I'm obsessed with horses. And then he's like, in his fucking house, like literally just some wee country house. Where's that fucking happen? Like walking around with a fucking like Stetson on and boots.
Fuck.
And like, oh my God, and his daughter.
Was it BBC? Like, or?
Yeah, it was the same sort of Keeper Country vibe. But it was fucking hilarious. All these ones get together at the weekend. They're like, oh, I like to pretend that I'm
bourbon.
You know, I just watched a load of westerns when I was younger. And what we do is we turn up here and, you know, we pretend to do a fake bank raid and we've got all these dollars here and we shoot it up and whatnot. And the girl's just like, you know, tell you what, my heart's in fucking Tennessee or something. And I just went, Maureen's mad, called up to talk about the wedding, which is like, which happens a lot now. You know, do you know what here's what I hate. Misplaced conversation. You know when someone's like, oh, did you sort out that? And you're like, no, it's 9 o'clock at night.
Aye, we're watching Culties.
Yeah, don't talk to me about that right now. Aye. I don't get married in 3 minutes, but like...
It happens to me all the time. Anyway, keep talking. I want to hear more about this. Sorry, touch your hand.
Oh, yeah, so they all get together. And this guy, the girl was like, oh, my heart's in Tennessee. And I was like, go. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck off to Tennessee.
You're not in prison. Like, you can just go.
Aye, your heart's in Tennessee, but your physical body's in Port Glenone.
And I was then, she actually goes, and you know, I tell you what, deep down, I think I am a cow girl. And I was like, you do look like cattle.
Do you ever see the Garth Brooks one? That's my still my fucking favorite.
I don't know if I seen that. Was that the girl that was like crying and shit like
there's,
that?
Everybody was, but there was one girl at the end of it. She has a tattoo of Garth Brooks on her arm. And how there, that's his date of birth. There on the one side, and the other side there, you'll see that's left blank. And then she looks right down the camera and goes, in case he ever dies.
It's like a fucking mock.
When he dies.
Yeah.
In case he ever dies. In like, that's how much I love Garth Brooks.
I know he won't, like, but...
He'll die and come back 3 days later, because he's our Lord.
It just freaks me out why people like that. It's so fucking bad. I'm feeling a bear. But also, seeing that program, I was like...
I'm acoustics are class.
I was like...
Singer.
I was like... When do they fuck? Because why else would you do this? You know when people are into weird shit?
Aye.
You're like we come down here on a Sunday and we dress up like fucking World War II reenactors or something. And you're like, and then you fuck? Because why are you doing this?
Aye.
But you know rightly they're all like, oh Jesus me, a lasso, the big fucking heifer.
And tell you, Katina, what's going to happen is now I'm going to lie in this bath and I want you to fill it up with a jug. Go away, come back. And then when the water's nice and warm, we'll see how we get on.
And then I'm going to lift your skirt, and then the other skirt under it, and then that layer of skirts that are under that.
Now,
take down your trousers.
You get your kicks off, I'll keep cleaning this here glass now.
I'm going to kick your saloon doors in. That's not a metaphor. I've actually got them installed there.
You see the way I'm cleaning this here glass with two index, two fingers? Imagine you're a glass, pet. You hear me? Yippee-ki-yay, mother-daughter.
I just think my heart's in Tennessee. I think your head's up your foot. No, why are they not? You just know they're bucking at some stage. Like, I love that. Well, and then had this, what's his name? Like something Mazelle or something, like a singer. He's like a country singer, but he's either from here and went on his holidays for a week and come back like, hey, how's it going? My name's fucking Derek or whatever, and I'm American from fucking Louisiana over there. But he was just in and out of this accent, and he's such a fucking cheese ball. Like, but they had him go to this cowboy place, and they let him shoot guns and everything. And it was oh my God, it was so bad. And like, he was trying to ride this horse, and the horse, he couldn't control the horse, and then they let him shoot, and he actually shot the thing. And he was, well, that's why the accent. I wish I could get a clip of it. He goes, that's why you leave up the shooting up to me, and I'll get you some sort of dinner around here, and then you can do the horse riding. And you're like, all right, Derek, you know, there's a fucking center, like, at the end of the lane here. We don't have to do anything. You fucking agent.
And the guy goes, off your horse and drink that fucking water, you hear you.
he goes, he brings out this horse and he goes, so how the hell am I supposed to get up on top of that there? And the wee fella was like,
He was like, Jesus Christ, look at the fucking side of you. He's like, sure, look at the side of you. You don't need a ladder at all. Get him all fucking through a leg over it.
All right, then, here we go. The fuck? It was terrible. Like,
fucking people with half an oar. It's my favourite.
Oh, it's the best thing of all time. Like, when someone has a half accent.
I fucking love it. Especially here.
I mean, it happens all over the place, like, but it is, it's fucking, it's my favorite. I'm trying to think of the worst one I've ever heard.
I am the fastest gun in all of West Belfast. Meet your country, you know.
I mean, you do, especially because the nearest town to us is Dungannon, you know, full of foreigners. I mean, I feel sorry for them, you know, with this being the place that they ended up.
Right.
Do you know? I'm in Ireland, it's absolutely bollocks. And you're like, no, it's just Dungannon. Go somewhere else.
I like to go out the weekend for a lock of paints and all.
Sure, I remember that we were filming down here one day. It might have been for Tight Shorts or something for BBC. And I went and got, or it was like a really early start. And I went and got like breakfast, the way I got you breakfast this morning.
I did. Bought me a sausage bap, was lovely.
And then I went in, and the girl was like, good morning, are you hung? No, what'd she say? She goes, good morning, are you dying this morning? And I went, no. And she goes, you weren't out drinking last night? And I was like, no. I just look rough as fuck. And she was like, oh, right, okay. And no bar at all, so it's not.
It's fucking brilliant.
Unbelievable.
When it's on girls, I think it's kind of hot, though.
Something. Really? Hello, Mickey. So is your gag. Mickey was on two stags back-to-back and told me a funny story about strip club. You don't have to tell me all the everyone else's details. Which
pretty
you,
much. The stag didn't want a lap dance, so I was like, well, I'm going to get one. I'm best man at this wedding. I was like, I'll get a lap dance.
I'll take the hit.
Just to make you know that it's all right. And then I got a lap dance. And then I was like, well, I'm doing that again. And then halfway through the second one, I decided that I'd just have a wee dance off for the fucking summer. Near blew my shoulder out. I was all fucking get up. Why down there, you girl, yeah. We call this here one the fucking Bartlett Shuffle. But it was, yeah, good crack.
That's great. It's so Mickey Bartlett to be like, let's have a dance off.
I know, it was fucking like a bollock naked. Like, she was naked, obviously. I wasn't, yeah. But respect women.
Was the second one as hard as the first one?
Yeah. She was just funnier. Like, she was just like fucking, like, because there was a point where, like, I was just sitting fucking chatting to her, and I was like, fuck, 25 minutes left, get naked quick. And she, like, stripped, like, fuck. Like, and then was just down there, Billy Bollocks, and just kept talking. Because you forget that, like, that's her job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's no big deal to her to like...
It'd be like chatting to someone and you're like, oh, fuck, my lunch ends in a minute. Like, I'll make you a sandwich.
She's
the same. She's like, except it's a wee small pastrami sandwich in your face.
And just before anybody fucking texts in, you're objectifying women. We're not, because they were there anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're the objectifying game.
Yeah. And they made some money off us that day.
If I took the next night off.
Oh, fucking... I was down to ask yourself, like, if you get your period, can you still go to work?
If you're working
in the sex industry,
I think them girls are just pilling it right through.
Might be, yeah.
You know,
I suppose if you're on the pill right now, if you can tell when you're, you can
just keep taking it. You know, I take a pill all the time. They're just tasty. They just taste nice. I would explain the tits.
Nothing wrong with me. Your milk.
I'm lactating. Let me just click one of these videos. I love any Northern Irish accent video. Accent help, here we go. This can't better be.
Hey there, Jim Johnson for Accent Help.
He's American.
Oh,
good
unreal.
Start.
Here. I want to talk a little bit about the north of Ireland.
That's right, the north
what's
of Ireland,
up with
good
the
man.
Accents up there?
How many takes did he do before he took those glasses? By the way, the whole point, hopefully, of this podcast, if we put up a clip, we can just put the clip on the green screen.
Aye.
So how about that? Milk both my lactating tits into a fucking latte.
Oh.
Ever heard of a mint latte?
I haven't.
You can have a mint cappuccino.
Dialects, if you prefer that term.
How many takes did he do before he took those glasses off? Like,
I want to talk a little bit about the north of Ireland and what's up with the accents up there.
Wow. That was fucking smooth.
Took them off. By the way, a lot of hits in this video.
Or the dialects, if you prefer that term. So anytime that you're looking at an accent or dialect, you're generalizing a bit. Throughout most of the north of
Ireland, cool, bro.
It's what a lot of us will think of as the Valley Girl talk, where it'll move up at the end. But instead of sort of being able to float up at the end, there actually seems to be a little bit of a drag up at the end. It's as though you can't quite release it to go up, But there'll be a tendency for almost every phrase to have a little bit of an upward movement to it.
He's called
bad.
What?
It's not bad.
It's I wouldn't.
It's the finger.
I mean, it's more like.
But, so you'll.
Would you say it was like a Donegal, like a Rand Cullen type?
It's an American.
Shout out to Rand Cullen doing Laverys tomorrow night. He's got that sort of thing, doesn't he?
He goes up at the end.
That seems.
Well, his jokes are all like, and then I stabbed my man to death.
At the end.
To be almost like it could get freed up. But it doesn't get freed up. Instead, it kind of gets pulled down again. So it's as though you're trying to go up and you're being pulled down at the same time.
What?
That?
It's like you're being wanked off, going up, and then but you're also gonna come down.
What?
Being pulled down, and that's that Northern Irish accent. You'll also hear something very similar to that when you get into Dublin.
Wrong.
The Dublin accent, especially the working class, more northern Dublin accent,
I hope he goes full
will have a very similar sort of lift to it a lot of the time. You'll hear that thing that almost sounds like you're asking a question over and over again, if you realize not all questions go up.
If he just hits it with, who the fuck is that guy?
You do fucking nothing.
Realize that? Do you realize that? There, that went up. Right, so questions tend to go up at the end, much like this more northern Irish accent. And then,
but people think, because they're like, sometimes it goes up at the end, that you have to do it on every fucking word.
Aye.
You know? Well, it's cracky, gone.
But also, like, he's changing the way the words sound as well. So, like, he wouldn't call it an accent. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's full of shit. Fuck that guy.
He's got fucking 250,000 hits here.
The Dublin Irish accent will do very much that same sort of upward movement when we're talking about words.
Also, do it, mate. You know what I mean?
Hurry up and do it. Like.
It's like me going, sometimes Americans are all like fucking saying things that sound annoying, and but you say it.
Working class Dublin. When you get into South Dublin, it tends to be a little bit posher. You'll even get into what's commonly called the Dublin 5 accent that tends to go down at the end instead and sounds much more like an American intonation. And I've talked about that a little bit when I was talking about Western Irish and Southern Irish. Oh. They get locked into one way of doing it.
This guy's full of dog shit. Full of
shit.
He's just going like, he's basically, yeah, you're not doing an accent. You're just going like, yeah, sometimes Irish people go down at the end of the sentence. No, sir. I reckon. How many times did fucking Paisley be like, no, surrender, and then turn around and like wink at something? Ulster, and then just turn around like, fucking suckers. Yeah, fucking man. He was probably like, you know, a bit like a fucking McGregor, sort of like, just saying shit to piss people off type thing. You know what I mean? That's the land and many murders. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think a couple of years from now there'll be some fucking scandal about he's bucking porn stars? Blusley Daniels.
What about fucking? What about everyone being surprised that Donald Trump probably fucked a porn star?
Aye.
And then what was the deal? She was like he obviously just fucking lobbed a wad of cash on the table and went, "Shut your stinking fucking mouth!" I can't believe as a porn star someone had sex with me and then
give me money for it.
Told me to keep it quiet. Of course he did.
I'm not surprised at all. I don't even think it's that big a deal. Like,
I mean, you can't win because I feel like
did he pay her for it?
Of course. He should probably fucking retired off the back of that.
No.
But it's funny how, like, you know, she fucking, like, I don't know. You can't win, because then if you get, like, a fucking Corbyn-type character, and everyone's like, oh, he's some fucking weak bitch, and then you get, you know, like, a Trump, who's like, yeah, suck my dick, here's money, fuck away off, I'm going to bomb this place. Everyone's like, oh, he's the cunt as well. You can't win, bastard. What do you want?
I know. I was realized last night there's more people signed a petition to, change Snapchat back to normal and they don't go into Syria.
Like, of course. What about Syria? How do you feel about that?
Disgusted.
I don't know. I mean, why is there always like someone's got like asshole mates? You know what I mean? You're like, let me go sort this problem out. Oh yeah, we're mates with Russia. Fuck.
But it's just fucked. I'm done.
Do you think I watched a video the other day and they were like, yeah, this whole Syria thing is just a whole fucking like setup. Because they're going like, that documentary about the white helmets that are going in to save people, are like, no one in Syria has heard of them. No, like, boots on the ground have ever heard of those fucking, like, UN white helmets or whatever.
It's all fucking bullshit. It's fucking
and then there was, like, photos of, like, the same girl. I mean, many times you see that on the internet where they're like, you know, pray for fucking whatever the fuck place it is, Douma or whatever it's called. And then they're like, you know, someone will write under it, these aren't photos, these are photos from somewhere else years ago.
Aye.
Where it was a different atrocity.
Did you ever see the
and then they just keep bringing up, like, they'll be like, look at this wee girl. This wee girl is in like a bunch of shit here.
Aye.
Like, there she is there being bombed.
Did you ever
there
see,
she is again.
Did you ever see the thing of like, this is getting into conspiracy theory territory, but
it's your dad's sort of territory,
yeah,
here.
But it's fucking brilliant, right? This
your dad's like Eddie, the Eddie Bravo of Lurgan.
He's gone. He's
look
gone,
into it.
He's gone fucking.
Look at it.
He's gone rogue.
What's your dad's voice?
Look at it.
It's Belfast.
The only thing I can say, because he's mad on the drinking apple cider vinegar, and this is my people say it's not what? Accurate. I think it's fantastic. This is my dad. Apple cider vinegar. what helps out there? Apple cider vinegar.
Maureen gave me that one morning before I'd eaten anything, and I had thought I had stomach cancer.
I
took one shot of it, was like, ah, like screaming.
If you
pain.
Drink it with a wee bit of water and like bicarbonate of soda, it's actually not bad. It's like a bitter baraka.
Do you know what else is good? See, if you're making a stir fry and you have like peppers and, you know, garlic and chicken and shit, and you pour it in that, then it tastes good. Then it smells like salted chili chicken.
Apple cider vinegar in a stir fry?
Well, yeah, you can use white wine vinegar, apple cider vinegar. I'm not drinking cider vinegar. You suck my dick. Disgusting.
I'm not sucking your dick either.
Well, I might pour it on for to kill the germs.
Well, if you're pouring that on, I'll suck it. It's good. It's good for the gut.
It's good for the gut. Imagine that was like a contraceptive. You just leave it beside your bed. You're like, well, I've just dumped a load in there, but if I pour a load of cider vinegar in with the mother. Why do they write that on it? It's apple cider vinegar with the mother.
Mm. Avec la mama.
It's fucking, it's gross, but I took a shot of it and it literally just felt like, I felt my entire stomach.
But that was that the time you dropped at our house?
No.
No?
No, you had it watered down a wee bit. Maureen just fucking gave it to me one morning as a shot. And I had eaten nothing and it was like fucking battery acid.
I wouldn't drink it raw, like. I'm all about the mixers. But back to the conspiracy thing. Talk about photos,
go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a fucking brilliant thing of, what do you call that fucking primary school that was shot up?
Sandy Hook,
right? Mm. And there was a fucking bunch of people from like that area or something. Anyway, there's a photo. So they had a mile markers for all the victims of Sandy Hook. There's like 26 of them. So they were, each mile had a photo of one of the victims. And there's a photo of the Boston Marathon of one of the teachers running past her own photo. Like, so her photo was used as she was killed in Sandy Hook and she's running past it. And that's on the internet. So it must be.
Jesus Christ. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, like, I don't know. The weird thing about theories is a lot of them fucking make sense.
Totally.
Do you know, you hear them and you go, not too crazy.
No, but it's a lot of the stuff that comes, because this is how you end up getting sucked into things, though, because the problem with conspiracy theories is if you believe like two or three things, you can go, fucking hell, that does make sense. Well, and then all of a sudden you're in this area of like, well, if that makes sense, so does this. The moon's a bell.
The moon's a bell.
A there. Baby belt, big bit of cheese.
The earth is flat.
Yep.
It's fucking...
If they're lying about that, what else are they lying about?
It's creepy as fuck. Did you watch that Jimmy Savile Ninth Circle thing?
Do you know what? I think I was watching a bit of it and then...
It's like a 15-minute documentary about them taking kids out to like...
I was full drunk when I was watching
the
it.
The island of Jersey.
Aye. In fact, me and my dad watched it on Saturday. Yeah.
And these death ships, as they called them. Because we hear this. This is the creepiest shit. They'd be like, oh, well, if you fuck a toddler or like a 4 or 5 year old, they're going to remember it. So yeah. They're like, well, we take orphans. We got to kill them. Like,
aye.
You know,
it's
so
fucking nuts. But there was,
but it was, it wasn't even like, you know, oh, we're abusing kids. It was like full fucking snuff movie.
Like ritual.
They found bodies and they were choking kids to death and all. You're like, oh my.
There's tons of shit. And there was, I remember hearing a thing about like, because Jimmy Savile has been, well, posthumously convicted of like, I just spit someone on the mic there.
If I could just pull up the Saved by the Bell theme tune real quick. That's all right, go ahead.
But there's somebody, I heard somebody talking about a thing that they've pinned a lot of this stuff on Jimmy Savile because he's dead and can't tell anyone the truth. When a lot of it's been like fucking, like quite high up politicians and shit like that. Do you know, like.
Oh yeah. And even when you watch that documentary, it's like, why? It's like everything's connected. Like there was video owned by some TV company of some politician, like fucking, I think he got raped after, but he was like feeling up this kid and all. And then the TV company had that footage or something. So someone else was like, some other TV company was like ordered to buy them over so they would own all the stuff.
Aye.
And whoever the rep was that like made the sale or whatever was David Cameron when he worked for this TV company at the time.
Fucking hell.
And you're just like, huh? Why is it like all the fucking, the way it all connects is so fucking gross. Like, and then what was the other one? so much weird shit. They were talking about, you know, like the Queen Mother and fucking what's his name taking, like, you know, collecting these orphans on some royal visit and whatever. And they were like, they literally didn't come back.
Aye.
People were like, where'd the kids go? Like, they fucking took him away for like, oh, we'll take him on a day. I know, just never come back.
Sure, was it you told me that one was about the guy? Was it Edwina Curry with him?
Yeah, that was the same, documentary. And he goes, he was talking to this woman on a radio station who he'd obviously been going back and forward with a bunch of times. He's like, I've got big information, big names to drop and all this here shit. And he goes, I can't mention any names right now. He goes, it's affected my whole life, whatever, you know, things. And what, he goes, put it this way.
Wee zinger at the end.
He goes, put it this way, I'll never eat a fucking curry again in my life or whatever. Imagine eating her box. I'd rather suck a dick. I'd literally rather suck an old man's dick.
They're just horrible fucking cunts. But
like, you know,
and the all you have to do is look at them.
That's when you look at Trump and you go, fair play to you for just leaving a wake of fucking fanny. Do you know, just a wake of busted fanny.
You're almost like, fair play for being honest.
Just be a big old dirty fucking pig of a man.
But that's the fucking,
instead of fucking kids all over the show.
There's tons of like, because America's backward as fuck as well. Like, so there's, like, I know a lot of people that are like, Trump's literally a fall guy for everything they're going to fucking do. Because I think, wasn't there Republican, like, their nominations were very, like, there was like a Hispanic dude and a fucking,
in America?
Yeah. I might be totally wrong about it, but, they're all bastards.
Excellent. Well, I mean, you know, you can, do you ever watch that thing? Do you ever watch that thing about your, that sort of spin doctor that they, what the fuck's the thing called? It's on Netflix. There's basically a guy behind Trump who, they were like, Trump, they're like,
was that the Cambridge Analytica? Were they not involved with Trump at the same time as well? Then?
I don't know.
I need to read the news more.
But they were just like,
or do
that. They were just like, yeah, this guy, or Trump's choice to sort of run for a thing was kind of this guy's decision. He was just like pushing the whole thing.
Aye.
And just fucking telling him all the shit to say. And he's got all this, like, he's written this book of all these rules, and it's like, it's better to be fucking infamous than it is famous. And you know, just, it's basically Trump. He's basically just this fucking asshole.
Aye.
Behind the scenes, but like, run the show for Trump. So all the fucking shit he says, you know, like, and people all fucking react to it. It's, most of it's all fucking, you know, predetermined, just to get people fired up. He knows how to, like, press certain buttons, and people are like, oh my God, that's an outrage.
As long as he doesn't push the button that it fucking counts, Collins.
What about Trump, eh?
It's all fucked. And just, like, see, even this thing of going into Syria. Like, how many times do they have to illegally invade somewhere before everybody goes, hang on a minute, that's bad. You know what I mean?
Well, did you see that video when they were like, you know, is there any oil in Syria? And then it shows you, like, literally a fucking footage of, it looks like a broken fucking, like, fire hydrant or something, but it's just a hole in the desert.
Aye.
And it's chugging out crude oil, and it's running down the fucking middle of the desert in a river. And they're like, oh,
is that yours, is it? You just leave that laying about?
I mean, I feel like that's conspiracy theorists going mad, because if you were to fucking invade any country, they'll have their version of, you know, they'll have something valuable that place has.
Aye. But there's,
what about the gold mine they're opening in West Tyrone? Have you heard that?
Was there not one in Fermanagh for a while as well?
I'm sure there's a bunch of lads just like, fuck all this, let's get in there ahead of time. I have two shovels for it. Come on, we'll get fucking down there to fuck.
These boys are stealing lead out of the roofs. We used to do that. We're stealing gold out of the ground, sir.
Granted. But here, do you own the ground? That's what I always say.
See, that's a weird thing, because they don't trade in gold anymore, do they?
Well, it's probably for, like, phones and shit. It'll be, like, those precious metals. It's like, you know, like, those things in, fuck, those, like, slave mines in Africa?
Aye.
But they're digging up, like, you know, like, weird types of metal that are, like, super rare, but are just using them phones.
Aye.
That's why a lot of phones still have, like, value to buy back, even though they're useless as a device.
Oh, because the actual components
you get
still
it for the shit that's in it. Yeah. What's the fucking name?
It's fascinating.
There's one of them that's like super rare, and you look at the fucking place where they do it, and it's just like fucking, it's like a just hellhole. It just looks like a fucking one
fuck
of those
me,
paintings of, like, I don't know. But sure, it's like that guy Francis Ngannou, the fighter, fights in the UFC. There was a video of him the other week back in his hometown in, like, Cameroon, where he worked in a sand mine, and you're like, no wonder this cunt is the size of a bear.
Aye.
just shoveling, like, imagine that, just all day, just shoveling fucking sand into a lorry, and he's, like, enormous.
Aye.
Just knocks people dead. Can't wrestle his way out of a fucking headlock, but sure.
He can dig his way out of a fucking mine.
No.
Valiantly, but pointlessly, everybody got out of the cars okay. Yasser Mahmood didn't know how deep this water was before he drove into it. He grabbed his two-year-old daughter and waded to safety.
I was driving and a water coming in the car, and I was thinking, what's that? And I looked at it, like half the water was into the car, and then car got installed and I tried to start again, it wouldn't happen. But after that, I phoned to my partner, like, this has happened, and she said, like, take the child out. And so I took the child out from the passenger side. I couldn't even open the door, driver side one. So I have to go to the passenger side and open the door and take the child out and then try to run away from the...
That's fucking... I still... never
poor been bastard, like... Just that accent being fucking murdered. But
I remember watching that on, like, on TV and then going on Facebook, and you had a video up in about 30 seconds. It was like, yeah, that is the most impressive thing.
It didn't take long, like...
The fact that you, like... Let's not mix the words here. Blacked up slightly for it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Valiantly, but pointlessly.
So there's my... That's my...
Everybody got out of the cars okay. Yes, or Mahmood didn't know
How clever is it that I shot it and then shot
that on top of it.
Filmed it on the computer screen.
How deep this water was before he drove into it. He grabbed his two-year-old daughter and waded to safety.
When I first drove into the park.
I can't even watch that. Scunnered.
You can't go for it.
I haven't been to Belfast since 1992, so I thought...
Jumped in the passenger side. This is like a... We were just going through all the classic videos from Northern Ireland here.
New McDonald's?
This is... Yeah.
Yeah. I went into the graveyard and paid these guys £20 to...
Sir Cormac from the fucking Barrack Boys had a photo of him and that guy there.
Interview them.
Just
so
met him on a bus or something.
Try hard to listen to what they're saying. Okay.
Anyway, so why do everybody in Belfast hang out?
Because there's nowhere else to go. You know what I mean? You can go to bars and all.
There's this thing that goes on that he's doing it, and it was in that Interface Diaries where it's almost like I tell you what makes you a fucking freak. Moving your mouth when you talk. And then it just goes like, I need to really get across the world how little amount of fucks you give by not even moving my fucking mouth or nothing. Do you want to go back to my house and smoke my man's weed?
Or back
to do you know what's the most smick? Instead of saying KFC, saying Kentucky.
That is smick as fuck.
To a KFC, the fuck's that? Kentucky.
Are we Kentucky?
I watched the thing about it was about young offenders or something, and they were in this, or I don't know what the fuck it was about, but they had this day out, and it was sort of based on like who had good behavior or whatever.
That's really tickled me up.
Whoever had good behavior, and they took them out on like a fucking, you know, like kayaking or some bollocks, and then on the way back they're like, "You just fucking behave well, lads. We'll take you for a Kentucky." And they're all like, fuck me, yeah! And then they got back to the place, and the other guys were like, you fucking never mentioned Kentucky! and they were like, well, these boys behaved well, and they got to go on the day out. I thought they were just going fucking kayaking and all. I don't want to these cunts are getting Kentuckys! The guy was raging, like, they could have went out and took them to strip clubs for suck jobs and then whatever, and he's like, fuck that, there! Give me a fucking Singer Burger, you fucking cunt! But not moving his mouth all the time. I'm absolutely fucking raging!
I remember telling the time I was got the boat back from Glasgow, and it was like, it was an Old Firm weekend.
Right.
So there was like fucking busloads of youth groups that had gone to see
Rangers.
Celtic and Rangers matches. And they were fucking like, do you know that like a boat's fucking stressful enough anyway, but when it's busy, you're like, fuck this. And there's loads of just, here, Darnell, fucking.
Yeah.
And one of them went missing, right? Like one of the kids went fucking missing.
Right.
And the youth workers, everybody was that blocked. They were like, fuck them. And then at the end of it, it was like, they found him like lying face down and broke in one of the toilets. And one of the girls all, what was she fucking said? My heart was beating through my fucking neck. That's worried about him. You're like, you weren't that worried. You could have been over the edge of the boat. You didn't get it to stop. Like,
did you get out of your seat? No.
No, I couldn't.
I get seasick when I move. But if I sit still and drink gin, I'm fucking
ground. I was afraid to walk because of the turbulence.
The boat turbulence. We'll try being fucking... Barry the Blender when there's 8 buses going to M&D's one day.
Fuck
I was just like, having a fucking smoke outside and got molested and like could knock. And meanwhile, It wasn't even that good of weather, so the boat's like giving it all this. And it's windy as fuck. And then people just started arriving for photographs. And then people were getting photographs, didn't even know what the fuck was happening.
Aye.
I get one too. Who are you? What's your... What do you call your name? Where are you going, Easter?
I always forget how fucking horrible it is. It must be to be you. Like, until we were on your stag and hen do. Am I the one that's causing interference? Am I just so electric? Fuck. But then that fucking hen party was like, there's fucking Barry a blender. And one of them... like shoved Maureen out of the road to get a photo.
Oh yeah, it's disgusting.
And you're like, fuck
it's,
off.
It's disgusting. Like, sure, this woman come up to me in Tesco. This is like, had I been to the gym or something? It was early as fuck. Yeah, I think we went to the gym after, or went to Tesco. It was like at 9 a.m. because we'd already been to the gym. This woman comes running up to me, and you know, like Tesco's is quite quiet at that time in the morning. And she's like, "Are you Colin Geddes? Yeah, are you?" And she's holding her phone up where she'd Googled or she'd Facebooked my name to bring up the page. And she's like, you're Colin Geddes, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. And like, literally this loud. All right, because my son seen you in the car and all, and he was afraid to come in. So I just went, I think that is Colin Geddes. So I followed you in. And then she was talking all shit. And I was like, all right, cool. And then she walked away. And I was like, all right, bye. It comes back. And she, oh, fuck, I didn't even get a photo. Let me get a photo. And then literally just holds her phone out like this. And I put my fucking hand over it. I was like, don't, you can't just get a photo of me like this. She goes, I can, come on, just don't. I hate that. Just be good crack. And you're like, I'm going to fucking drop you with a fucking melon here. And then she she's like, oh, no, just get one. And I was trying to block it and all this here shit. And then she goes to Maureen, take this photo for us. And I was like, no. And then I was like, give me the phone. I was like, I'll take a photo of us. Like, I'm not just being in a fucking photo in the middle of Tesco's, you dumb cunt. Mental.
What's that for?
But also, like, you know, you felt like going, shh, you know?
Aye.
Shut up a wee bit. Because people are like literally walking past with trolleys and I'm like, why is this woman fucking losing her mind over this, you know, what looks like a
sweaty
fucking Lithuanian drug dealer?
Sweaty sea lion?
This fucking wet polar bear here, what's going on? Maureen sent me a picture, or she sent me something there. It was, she's at the doctor.
Excuse me.
Getting the rash looked at. And, man claims prescription medicine made him want male attention. Pain meds made him gay.
I don't know. Bullshit.
Be some excuse though, wouldn't it? You know, if you were just lusting for cock, you could be like, but scared.
It's the ibuprofen.
Scared to tell anyone? Yeah, just take two ibuprofens and be like, I tell you what, I love cock now.
Sisters are doing.
My inflammation's gone, but it's all traveled to my dickhead. Shout out to Connor Keys, who continues to send me
some
of the worst videos I've ever seen in my life.
Did he send you the one of the old man with the Hoover?
No. What, are you keeping secrets from me, Connor Keys?
I'll show you later on.
No, he sent me, like, it'll be all just, like, almost, like, brutal. But, you know, like a guy getting his ball bag kicked?
The one he sent me, one of this old fat man with the tiniest dick in the world going fucking... going hell for leather with a fucking vacuum and it's all...
Someone said it's
rotten.
It wasn't actually him, but someone sent me one, and it was a girl. No, it was just a close up of a woman's foot, but her second toe in, the one beside the big toe, was up some dude's fucking piss hole, and as she pulled it out, he jizzed all over the place.
Get the fuck out of your own garage.
I don't know where it is. Let me. I'm gonna play this video. You know you'll like this one. This is I can't show this, but it's a girl.
I've seen that one.
Right, she's from here.
Fuck off! I didn't know that.
We hear the accent. Oh, you probably had it on silent. Trailing the car or something. Now this might not come out so well, but I think she said something like, "Join me for a workout." Hold on. Just another day in the office.
That's the Ass Blaster 4000 from All of a Sunny.
I should tag my personal trainer and then be like, can you get this this modular piece for the assault bike? I tell you what, it may as well be fucking me in the ass, that piece of machinery.
Tell me about it, man.
It wouldn't make it more painful if I had an ass full of cock on that bike. You know what I mean? Your whole body's burning, you may as well have a busted sphing. What other shit? Oh, he sent me all sorts. There's a dog licking a girl out. Don't want to say
probably
that.
Shouldn't use his name because he works in the council. And, like,
well, you shouldn't send stinking videos, should you? You fucking cunt. If I get arrested for the shit you're sending me. Oh my God. See the whole Paddy Jackson trial and all? His phone's like a fucking...
The WhatsApp group we have as comedians, I've had to clear that out. Because I don't, I probably brought this up on the podcast before, but Homoerotic Doppelganger.
Yeah, that was
for a long time. Was a very funny game.
That was your favorite game.
That was
so
funny. Mickey would find some belters.
Mickey would troll, and the sad part is, you know what I mean. You know exactly what you're googling. So like, you'd be like, "Oh, there's Colin going to town on Dave." So you've clearly went, "Fat bald man fucks other fat man with beard."
Yeah, big burrs XXX.
Well, not all of us know the sites.
No. That's what you Google. Because you, I playing that game, you find yourself going like, because you're trying to Google like somebody, well, somebody that looks like Shane in porn without using the word boy, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Aryan youth. Fuck, sir.
Skinny cunt with no problems.
Blonde AIDS gay. It's just all pictures of Shane Talk Comedy.com.
Macaulay Culkin now.
Bone alone.
Hey, Marv, we're the Jizzy Bandits.
I was trying to remember the name that they fucking... Yeah, he just slips on a fucking... What do you call those Hot Wheels? And then just lands on a cock. Okay, he's standing at the top of stairs with like a fucking... Like, just like a dildo on a string. And he's like... Boink! Hits him right in the mouth.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Imagine you were bi. Do you not think it'd be good to be bisexual? Where you're just like... I just fuck whatever's near me.
Why? Probably. I haven't really thought about it that much. Probably is alright.
I got a real fucking giggle fest the other day, and this is so probably homophobic, but there was someone on. There was like a gay couple on it. And I was like, you know, I don't know why you can be cool with everything and still laugh at it. I think, you know what I mean? Because I was like, what about when two dudes with beards are just going with each other? Do you know what I mean? I was fucking really, really got the giggles. I was like, there's literally just...
It must be so itchy. Like,
do you know, like, two fellas doing things that, like, you know, like, what normally would be, like, a big dude and a small girl. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Just cuddle it. I was just like, just two big sausage fingers holding each other's hands. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, that was funny.
Must be adorable, too.
Come here, mate. I love you. I love you, sexy big cunt.
There's fucking... That stag that was on last weekend, we ended up...
That probably is homophobic, I have no idea.
See, what do you hear this? I nearly got fucking beat up in Manchester, right? By a lesbian. Because, right, so we ended up going back to this hotel bar after being in Witherspoon's dancing all night. And there was two gay guys who were on their, like, anniversary weekend.
Right.
And they were sitting in the bar. We were like, fucking... So it was, like, we're all doing shots and stuff. Like, happy anniversary, boys. Like, fucking... Joke. And I went out for a smoke and was talking to these Welsh girls. And I was like, oh, it was really... What a really good night. A couple of gay guys in there. Like, it's their anniversary, so we just fucking tagged onto their party. And like, and then I said, it's brilliant to see that because in Northern Ireland, and I went, we don't like gay people, right?
Yeah.
Clearly meaning people the over here still like fucking, yeah, still have to hide it. And she took it to mean that I was like, no, we don't like gay people.
Yeah.
And then was like, I'm a fucking lesbian, you ginger fat bastard. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's, you don't need to call me ginger. Like,
you're big off the head. You like eating fucking daffodil.
No, I thought she was
going
to get you fucking female sheep shagger. Exclusively. Sheep,
strapping on.
Aye, sheep licker rider.
You fucking Welsh cunt.
But it was terrifying. And then I was really annoyed. It was all up. I wasn't fucking saying that.
Listen, you stupid fucking Welsh dyke. Clear your ears out, you dumb cunt.
When the good Lord took your fucking want for cock away, he'd take your sense of humour.
Don't see my fucking rare bit, do you? Throw my fucking phone over there. Jesus Christ. You fat ginger bastard.
Isn't that, do you know, fat ginger bastard.
That's one of those, Jesus. Like,
it was real hurtful. It was one of them, like,
she went way too far. And then if you were to, like, explain yourself and apologise, she'd be like, I'm really sorry for calling you a fat ginger bastard.
Yeah, her friend made her walk.
Why
away,
you fucking clam lapping fucking stinking bitch.
Don't worry about fish fingers, you're gone.
Are you smelling? Do you remember I used to, I actually did material about it briefly, but I just flicked on this show and it was a Welsh girl and she was like, obviously, I'm from Italian heritage, and this is my father, Sergio. And she had an Italian family, but she made Italian food, but was like Welsh. Oh, did I ever tell you about that? And she would just talk. She sounded like Tom Jones most of the time until she said an Italian word for pasta, and it would just be like, "Well, today we're gonna make a delicious tagliatelle." Over here in fucking, like, wherever she was from, it was oh my god, it made me laugh so hard. Just what on was that? There's nothing worse when people like just. You know, like, what was the last one I heard? Someone actually went, I was over in England, Memorians thing. Yeah, we had a yacht, and took it from Ibiza to...
I fucking hate that.
And I was like,
hello.
Ibiza?
Who was I talking to that kept saying about that? Bahrain.
Bahrain.
Bahrain. We were in Bahrain in Madrid.
Like, no. It's one of those things.
We're in Hong Kong as well. Nobody has the fucking balls to do that one.
Tokyo, Japan, a lot. Why is that? You could be like, if you go like, tagliatelle, you're sophisticated. But if you're like,
noodles, I'm in the fucking Shanghai. Chicken the bower special.
No one's like, you know, what do you drive? Like a Honda Civica. Kawasaki. Do you know what I mean? You do that, you're a racist guy.
Totally.
What do you drive? A Toyota. Toyota Twin Cam, sir.
Toyota Sarika.
Oh, fucking. Toyota Yaris.
I fucking
just on the phone to someone, yeah, like trying to tax a car or something. I don't know. What model is it? Toyota Yaris,
Subaru.
Subaru.
That's it bugs the fuck out of me when people do it.
Yeah, we were in a pizza and we had a couple of Kawasaki. It is funny. Why is that? You're literally sophisticated if you say anything European with a correct accent.
Aye. Flip it around.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Yeah. Fucking nightmare.
Dubai.
Aye.
I still need to do material about those tires. I'm going to write that down. Dubai taxi driver. I mean, I still get people talking about that on a podcast. They're like, oh, listen to that travel podcast you do. Still haven't done material about it.
What happened to the taxi?
Nothing, just the blatant disregard for life that they have.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, be doing fucking 94 mile an hour in the roundabout. Obviously nearly hit the plate, a car, because it's full of traffic. And then he'd be like, look at this bastard. How do you not see me?
We had that in fucking...
And he's on two wheels flying into a fucking... Aye.
In Belgrade, everybody drives like they've been trained by the KGB. Like, the proper fucking... They drive that fast. You're looking at the back window going, did we pick up a tail? Is that...
Keep your face down, ginger bastard.
You fat ginger bastard.
You fat ginger bastard.
But when you just want a car, you just sit in here, know me?
That's what you should say, too.
Here, those lesbians ran kayaks all day.
Did you get to explain yourself, or did you just...
No, but she had a friend with her, and her friend was like, she's fucking steaming, and like took her away. And I just stood there with a wee glass, not even a cup of Prosecco, not a fag, like... There's no need for that.
I know, you fucking rude bastard.
Can't believe she's calling me a homophobe, but I'm checking for a second.
Did you see that clip? It was either White or Kelly Sellers, and it said...
Beating the fuck out of the women? I was fucking insane.
He wasn't even beating the fuck out. He just was pushing them back.
Aye.
Repeatedly.
There was a comment that had a load of likes on it, where it was like, that's very clearly a bunch of women trying to get a claim, or just a bunch of cunts trying to get a claim, basically.
I know, but she...
Because the way they were being knocked out was very convenient, like...
She wasn't knocked out. He pushed her.
Aye.
And her head didn't even hit the floor.
You know, do you know what? Like,
she fell and then she put her head down and then pretended to be knocked out.
I'm for equality to the point where if you do that to someone, they're allowed to do exactly the same back. Like,
I mean, there's like a...
Because there's nothing more aggressive. There's like that high pitch. You fucking...
I hate that. Oh. And then she full blast fucked the pint glass. Aye. I'm like... She'd like fucking walked up and it just smashed off the wall, which is even more crazy.
That's
because,
jail time.
Yeah, because like it's happened plenty of times where you miss who you're trying to fucking hit and it hits someone. I remember during the fucking Euros, we were in the Dirty Onion and like a bunch of fucking Republic Ireland fans came, you know, crossed paths with the fucking Northern Ireland fans or something. And they'd obviously slabbered somewhere else, and then they're like, right, come on, we'll go in and fucking have a rye here. And then they just piled into the front of Dirty Onion with chairs and glasses and thing. And I fucking, someone threw a pint glass, and I heard the wind go past my face. It just went like that, which meant it hit someone
behind you.
Obviously, like, obviously, everyone at the bar just crunched up because there's a fucking rat going on. And all I heard, felt was like, I said the morning, I was like, just literally dipped down behind me. And then all I felt was like, which hopefully it hit someone in the back or something like. But there's nothing stopping you just turn around and getting a fucking face full of glass. Insane. Like, crazy, crazy shit. That could have happened. Like, imagine, like, if she fucked that, missed the bouncer, hit some girl in the face.
Aye.
You're going to jail. Like.
Fucking totally.
But like,
totally. Like,
which is crazy because it's like, just because it didn't, you're probably not going to go to jail now. But there's like a reasonable force thing. If he'd have fucking, you know, gone to
her. Attempted assault. Like, I mean.
No, that's, I mean, at that point where it's like, it's nearly like attempted murder because you're like you're trying to hurt them as much as you possibly can, but there is that thing of like if he'd have fucking grabbed her, punched her in the face, that almost would have been okay.
Aye.
If he'd have fucking gone top of her and started punching her face for 10 more minutes, not cool.
Aye.
But it's like, he just kept pushing them. What they should have done is literally just fucking front kicked him and shut the doors. Aye. And just been like, fucking.
Well, I think you can see that there's a point where he's trying to get the door shut.
Yeah.
But there's another bouncer outside who's kind of half like... You can see there's a, I think there's a point where like somebody goes over to check on one that's laying on the ground. And then she gets up like fucking, round two. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Run.
Fucking crazy bitches. Like, Jesus
Christ. I just hate seeing shit. Like,
I hate violence. I love fighting. I love watching fights. I love like...
But in a,
the sport of fighting.
Yeah.
I hate violence. It makes me fucking angry. And then also, it makes me fucking like, you know, really fucking question people. You're like, oh, you got in a fight when you're out? Well, you're obviously a lunatic.
Exactly.
You know?
You shouldn't be out, yeah. Do you remember the night, were you there whenever we saw that like two girls fighting outside the Empire one night?
Don't know.
And, like one of them ran at the other one and she just grabbed her by the head and like just fucking, just shoved her head into the ground. Like, this, like you heard like the fucking, and the bouncers were like, we don't know what to do here.
I mean, it's kind of like if it's outside the building, it's kind of like, well, it's not really our fucking problem. Like, but it's weird, like, one of the worst fights I ever seen was two girls, and she fucking, same again, had her on the floor by the hair and was just cracking her head off the floor. Like, it was
they're brutal. Vicious. Like, women fighting is fucking vicious. Like,
sure, fucking, I talked about it last week in the podcast that your man, Brian, who did jiu-jitsu, he fucking got stabbed to death.
Aye.
Huh?
Fuck me, like.
What? They did a big fucking... I couldn't make it, but it was a big open mat for him. And everyone showed up, like, to raise money for, like, his family and stuff. But you're just like, what the fuck is good?
It's fucking... I remember the time, like, the fucking time there was a husband and wife tried to kill each other, like, three doors up from my ma's house. I told you about...
Tried to kill each other?
Yeah, so, like, she...
Like, Mr.
she,
and Mrs. Smith? No,
she died, like, yeah, but in a very culty way. So, like, he apparently...
Hit her with a tractor?
Apparently, he, like, climbed over the next door neighbor's fence and he got a knife hanging at him. And he's like, I think I've killed my wife. And so we didn't know what the fuck was happening.
You seen this?
No, like just heard about it. Like,
just ding, ding.
Yeah, you'll never guess what's
just happening. Cup of sugar? Oh, aye. My wife stabbed me.
No, but like this was like the joint beside each other houses, not the detached
driveway
numbers. Yeah.
The scumbags down the street.
God bless them. 10 houses, not a trampoline among them. But
not a chimney in sight.
But no, so like the dude fucking... We read in the paper anyway. His story was she stabbed him and then he tried to restrain her face and arms using a pillow. And you're going, so you have a knife hanging out of your chest and you took the time to suffocate a woman? You're full of shit. You killed your wife and then we're all, 1, 2, 3, oops! But they went into their house.
Did he stab himself?
Definitely. Like, without a doubt.
Japanese style?
Without a doubt. Because they went into their house and they were like, so they had dogs, the two wee dogs, and apparently downstairs was covered in dog shit and all chewed up, and upstairs was like, fucking cling film over the furniture, pristine. Ugh. So that the dogs lived downstairs and they lived upstairs. And when it happened, my dad was like, I always knew there was something fucking weird about them too. And I was like, did you? But did you? Because you used to let us go walking in the fucking fields with them, like take their dogs for a walk and all. Just me and our sir and the two fucking kamikaze murder cunts. Like,
what do you call that shit with Japanese, like samurai?
Serpico or Seppico? Is it something?
Cut their guts out. My wife is a crazy bastard.
Honorable.
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 I have to do this, you see, because I'm part of the Yakuza.
Sushi. You know? I'm very sushi about that.
Oh, sushi.
But I mean, is it because the bars are, like, too expensive, or you're not old enough?
When you're not old, well, it started out when I wasn't old enough. I'm old enough now to go to bars, but I still like coming here because I grew up here, know me?
And what about the plastic bags? Like yesterday I was jogging and I saw everyone like sniffing it. What is that?
That's glue. That's to give you a nice buzz, that is. That's to give you a nice buzz.
I know, but what are they sniffing? What is that?
Glue.
What kind of glue? Elmer's glue? Elmer's glue?
Oh, impact.
Workman's glue. No, like a workman would use.
I know, but...
Construction.
I love it. No, like glue.
Like sticky stuff.
Like sticky, like fucking yoo-hoo.
You know, blue tech. It's like that, but it's glue.
But
mate,
it's fucking watery.
You know, pit stick? Not that.
No, I mean, like, fuck. Fuck's sake, man.
It's fucking backwards, sir. Backward.
Fuck, mate. What was I going to say to you? Oh, I was in IKEA the other day, buying these desks, and I was supposed to buy fucking shelves as well, but I forgot, because I lost my wee bit of paper. Maureen was,
Maureen, you're in your 30s now.
Maureen will leave the house for to do makeup, and on cue, 5 minutes later, we'll go, I forgot this, will you bring me down? And I'm like, oh, so I work with you. Like, I'm doing your job too, kind of.
But that catches, you start, I used to do that with my ex, I suppose, now is what we call her. But she would be, like, late for stuff and always forgetting stuff. And after a while, you start doing it.
Yeah.
You start losing shit. Well, and I blame the other people.
I think having a trolley, you know, packed with big fucking things and then losing a small piece of paper is fairly reasonable. So basically, I was looking for, I found like a worktop this smaller size, and I was like, right, where's the fucking bigger one? I'm not slagging this guy, but shout out to him because I just wasn't expecting it. And I go up to him and I'm like, how's it going, mate? I'm looking for the larger version of this, but I thought it would be beside it, but it's not. And he goes, okay, what's the wee code? And I went to hand it to him, and he literally was just standing by the desk, just fucking chilling out, like. And it sort of caught me off guard. And he went, he's very helpful. I feel like I'm slagging him, but it was funny. Like, and he goes, yeah, hold on a second. And then he takes the sheet and sets it beside him, and he goes, what do you say? Partially sighted, mate. So let me just grab the goggles. And he put his glasses on and say that's a computer screen. He goes, let me just look for that. I don't know why it was just like
just seeing somebody not give a fuck about their problem.
Yeah, but I was just like, I didn't even fuck. I was like, fucking crack on it. You know what I mean? But it was just like, it was just like, you just, I don't know why I found it so funny. It just came out of nowhere. Like, yeah, I can barely, I think it was because he said, you know, like, he's always squeezing your fat. You know that one? He basically said, let me get a good squish. What did he say? Squish at this or something? And I don't know. I feel like I'm slagging him, but I'm not. It was because he's just chilling. He goes, it's just partially sad of me, so let me get the goggles on. And then just like fucking nose against the screen.
It's hard
cracked up. Just laughing, like, at disabilities, bro.
Do you ever see
something? How long before they changed the word disabilities also? But I don't know.
So it's not. Well, I think they have. Is it not just differently abled? Differently something like that?
Something like that.
What's that Stanhope bit? Have you ever seen that where he goes from like idiot to like spastic kid retarded? And the bit is like you basically have to change the term every time we start using it.
Oh, of course,
like to slag people off.
Yeah.
What are you developmentally?
Well, it's like the Tom Segura bit where he's like, you can't say retarded, and then he's like, oh, you forgot. He said something like, oh, you went out and you forgot to bring the thing. What are you, have an extra chromosome or something?
Yeah. I have to say, I was listening to Dimitri Martin, which I didn't even. I've just been listening to a little stand up on Spotify. It was back to that accent thing, where he has a bit about going to. Like, his dad's Italian, so they'll go to, like, Olive Garden, which isn't even a proper Italian restaurant. And his dad will read all the menu out in Italian.
Jesus Christ.
Like, hey, I'll have the pasta fagioli. And the guy's like, you'll have pasta fagioli like everybody
else. I love that. It drives me fucking nuts when people say a thing. Right, let me just check something. See when people say a thing wrong, and they're like, and it just kind of sticks with them, and you're like, okay, mate.
My back is bollocks, sir.
Let me see this. Prostate. Why does everybody say prostrate?
Aye.
That's one shitty example, but it's just like, fucking say it right.
I grew up my entire life calling eczema more. Eczema.
Yeah, same with me.
Pardon, that's upsetting. I don't know how to do that.
Eczema. It's like.
Also, how do you. Like, Jesus' mom, what's her name?
Mary.
What is it?
Mary.
See, I must be just Lurgan. We say Mary.
No, a lot of people say Mary.
That's upset. Once I found out that was an issue, I'm very upset about it, and I can't stop it.
I feel like it's on,
Mary.
I feel like that's on a level with like H and H. You could be like, how do you say this
we
word?
We all know how to say it, Colin. It's H for hungry. For hungry.
It's H.
H for.
Pigs. Ringing bastard.
Remember the time we were slagging each other about being Catholic and Protestant? Like, down.
By the way,
my mum and dad, like, we're neither.
We're about as Catholic and Protestant as fucking.
But sectarian banter sometimes is fantastic. And you fucking. I don't know, we were driving along or something, and it was like a wee country lane. I stopped and let somebody walk past or whatever, and like waved. And you went, who's that? Is that one of your fucking cousins? It came out of nowhere.
I don't even remember that shit.
It was a good one.
Anyway, let me fucking. We'll do some questions.
I'm going to have to go soon.
We'll do some questions real quick, and then I'll make you a cup of coffee for the road.
I might have to stop off somewhere and take. I don't know if
shit here.
I might be constipated though. Can't have shit since yesterday, so
just take an aisle.
No, I feel like this should be either done in my own house or in a very public bathroom. Exhibitionist.
Favorite artist at the minute. Favorite music artist. What sort of karate theme music have you been listening to?
I've actually listened to a lot of Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats because I'm going to see them on Friday night.
Oh,
in Leinster Hall.
Did
son of a bitch?
Did quote unquote your ex not get you those tickets
for Christmas? Huh?
Is she going too?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Taking the bear with me. Big bear. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Did you get Bill Burr tickets for Dublin?
No, I'm not going to see that. Conte Guinea called me. He told me to fuck off, so I don't care anymore.
You ginger bastard.
No, I missed out on those. Tell but he's one of those ones where, like, he's brilliant to go and watch, but then after, because I've seen him twice, and the last time I seen him, the show was better than the Netflix special.
Well, obviously, look, you're...
No, but, like by leaps and bounds.
I can't watch stand-up hardly at all. If it's not like... If it's, like, on Netflix or something, I can't watch it.
So I watch the same... I've been watching the same fucking... The same specials over and over again.
Watch Chappelle, like...
No. Yeah. I'm still watching Louis C.K.'s. I think that 2017 is still one of the best fucking... I was talking to somebody about this recently. This is how good a comedian Louis C.K. is. If he came back and the first thing he said on stage was... That'll be it over.
the next special he does is going to be fucking dynamite. Like, also, it's not that bad. He's just a weirdo.
And the scheme of things is not that... It's still fucking bad. Let's officially say we condemn all types of sexual fucking misconduct or whatever. But...
I don't... Speak for yourself.
Sexual misconduct's your alter ego. Alter?
Safety bucker over here.
Just want you to feel safe, ladies. Before I disappoint you.
You ginger bastard. What the fuck should I wear? Should a County Tyrone native wear to an acoustic rave in the limelight on Friday?
A what?
Wellies and boots.
Oh, cuts. That's that fucking...
Is there like a thing in the limelight? Fuck everything in the limelight. Apart from our gig in the 27th.
You know those fucking... what do you call it? Those two fucking dudes that were... you see them at the Fringe, like playing the... Like...
Oh yeah.
Guitar, those guys.
The trance fucking dudes. All right, acoustic rave, I get it now.
I'm pretty sure I saw them busking in the middle of Newcastle upon Tyne. Not long ago.
They're not fucking...
They're crazy. Fucking brilliant though.
Oh yeah. Ding 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 ding.
We should do that with our mouth.
Shout out to Gypsy's Wish, who we're getting for our wedding. Probably ruined a surprise there. Maureen will kill me. Stop talking about our wedding, but also talk about it all the time and organise it.
Speaking of a Gypsy's Wish, I could do one myself.
But we're like, one of the guys, Declan, on his Facebook page, he's playing Still Dre. He's from Lurgan, actually.
Aye.
You might know him. I know. He's playing like a...
Declan and Gypsy.
You probably know both of them, actually.
What are they called?
You want the McGee, the other one, Andy something.
Big Andy?
Aye. Long hair, sings. But I might... Your man's playing Still Dre on a guitar. Ring, ding,
ding, ding, class. Ding,
ding. I was like, play that as my walk-in.
The first dance.
I don't know why...
You look.
Oh, fuck. When you hear this, I don't know why I didn't play this on a podcast yet. Look away for 1 second, because you're going to fucking die even at the title of this. Someone sent me this, was like, is this your first dance music? Right, I want you to just look away.
I'm looking away.
Right, and just listen to the words of this for a couple of seconds. Quest, stupid. Nigga, this the 15 motherfucking time that I called and left your ass messages. I done text your bitch ass and you ain't responded to nothing. What the fuck is you doing? Who the fuck is you out there with? You think I'm stupid? My girl's already done put me up on your set ass. Set of tits on this girl, look. You get home, I got some news for your bitch ass. Why you coming home? 5 in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Play like fool, cause that ain't cool. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. Why you coming home 5 in the morning? Something's going on, can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. It's 4 o'clock and I'm sleeping. It's late night and you creeping. You could have told me I'm leaving. Now I know you're out there cheating. Why you gotta do me like that when I call you? Maggie, look at no stagecraft this girl has. Look where she's holding this mic. Tell me I'm leaving. Now I know you're out there cheating. Why you gotta do me like that? She's like, why you gotta do them like that?
Oh, fucking, I keep looking at the actual words of it. That's fucking hilarious. Let me smell you.
Do we reshoot the video for this?
Yes. Guys,
let me smell your clam.
Let me smell your cack.
Let me smell your date. Imagine that. Imagine that actually happening. We out there cheating on girls. No, let me smell your dick. And you have to like just pull your wee soft dick out. And someone's like, I actually snotted in the mouth. But do you ever go to smell a perfume in a perfume shop and you smell it like two or three sniffs and then you can't smell it anymore? You have to like step away.
I wonder. I can't hear anything right now apart from that fucking. That's
I wonder if the girl got like a fucking, you know, like a little paper sample that you get in a perfume shop with your old normal dick smell, and she's like,
"Do you know what I think? I was watching a thing last night. And it was seen that clip of Dr. Dre and Eminem talking about the first time Eminem was in Dre's studio.
Yeah,
and he's looking like he plays that, what's the fucking riff? Paterno.
Yeah,
Paterno. And he's like, and it's Dre being like, and then all of a sudden Em's like, hi, my name is, and we knew it was magic, man. And I'm just thinking, was she in the same situation with some dude who's like, all right, gonna play a little track right now, see what's going on. But let me smell your dick. Oh baby, we got something good.
Wakes up in the middle of the night. Where's my
Where's
my notebook? Smell your dick. And then wakes up in the morning like, fuck, I think of the maddest ideas when I'm asleep. Smell my dick. Smell your dick. That mic is nowhere.
It sounds like something you would say to somebody in PE. Fucking smell your dick.
Or like someone's like, wait, you wouldn't mind running the shop for me? Smell my dick, would you? Fuck's sake. When I call you, don't call me back. I think to you, I think where you at. That's fucked up. Why you do me like that? I'm dead sleeping, you tricking. In the club with dirty foot bitches. My girl was dead, she witnessed. She had a camera phone, she took pictures. You was on the dance floor grinding. With a stripper holding named Diamond. You was tossing her. And she's white. The girl that he's banging's white.
Oh,
the
shit.
White devil just creeping in. Oh, you shining. Everything she drank, you. I'd fuck everybody in this video.
Even him. But nigga, you need to stop lying. Just get the horse quick on the fucking. This is my jam.
Fuck. Fucking all random. Fuck on my dick. Fuck.
The radio edit, that must be amazing.
It's just fucking silence.
Smell, yo.
That John Cage thing. Just here we go. Let me. 5 a.m. in it. Hoes. And I ain't that bitch you wanna play with. Nigga, drop them boxes, let me spare your dick. Why are you coming home? 5 in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool. It's actually, may I smell your dick?
Je voudrais smell your dick.
Sniffy L pain. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. That's class, isn't it? Fucking questions. I can't even ask any more questions. May I smell your cock? 5 in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool. Cool. What you need to do is let me smell your dick. Wait a minute, hold up. See, that's how bitch get eyes swole up. And I don't give a damn what your homegirl seen when I was in the club. What the fuck you mean? They ain't got no business hiring me like that. You ain't got no business trying me like that. Sniff a lot of dicks. I might break bread with one or two strippers, but that don't mean you gotta pull my zipper. Thinking I dick. I love how he's like, listen, I might break bread with some strippers. No need to sniff my dick. I'm just chatting. You know, I'm just teaching strippers how to dance, bro.
That's just fucking the funniest thing I've ever seen. Down the whole town, even though I got dick to go around. Why are you coming home?
I mean, the thing is,
it's just looking at the camera like she's on TLC.
Yeah. So what you need
to do is let me smell your dick. Don't go chasing waterfalls, baby. Coming home, 5 in the morning. Something's going on, can I smell your dick?
What the fuck is she wearing?
I know. Oh, fuck me. Don't play me like a fool.
She's like, don't play me like a fool, sir.
That couldn't be a fucking... must be a piss take.
I'm sniffing dicks. I don't know. I think music... look at the way... It's all copyright. And all copyright 2008 Glassnode Entertainment. Music video by Risqué. It's got fucking near 8 million hits on it, bro. Was my grandmother's favourite song. Sadly, she passed away last year. Every time I listen to this song, I think of the good memories we had together. I'm grateful for her showing me classic songs. I love classical music. I genuinely want this played at my thing.
We need to write a fucking...
Yeah, it would just be like, let me eat your puss or something.
The size of your flaps.
Let me smell the size of your flaps. They should do a kids' bottle.
There needs to be. Oh man, that's ridiculous. Isn't that great? So fucking funny.
Right, fuck quit. It's not a shape from outside. Also, yeah, we're gonna have to end this. But buy a ticket for the Limelight. We're playing on the 27th of April. It's gonna be a fucking wild night of banter.
I'm Saturday in Oma.
I might just go to that for a piss up.
Yeah, come on off the crack. We're gonna get the same match. You might stay up if you want to stay up.
I might get a cheap hotel room, Bucky Chill.
Let's do that then. Lovely.
27th of April, buy a ticket, Lavish Comedy Club tomorrow night. But more importantly, buy a ticket. Also, congettus.com for the fucking general banter tees.
And mickeybartlett.com for absolutely no merchandise, but I do have a website now.
Oh.
It's just photos of me.
Would you take a general t-shirt? Did I give you one yet?
Yeah, I'd love one.
I'll give you one. They're class. I got the black ones.
They do look classy.
I like them. But anyway, smell each other's dicks, guys. See you later.
All the best.
Legit musician in the studio. Let's go from the top. His wife texts him, what are you working on today? Nothing. I'm cheating on you.
Smell your dick.
Let me lick your anus.
That's...
See you later.
All the best. Fuck, I've never laughed so hard in my life.